with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is telling Congress to move forward on a House plan that puts his priorities in one bill. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Late last month, the president said Republican leaders in Congress could use any legislative strategy they want to pass his agenda.
Whether it's one bill, two bills, I don't care. Let these guys, they're going to work it out.
But now he's siding with the House plan, which puts the entire Trump agenda in one bill instead of two bills favored by the Senate. Writing on social media, the president said he favors the House budget, which he described as one big, beautiful bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A top House Democratic super PAC is targeting Republicans over their proposed cuts to Medicaid. Reporter Bernie Bennett has details.
House Republicans looking to offset the cost of legislation to move President Trump's agenda are considering Medicaid cuts as one of their main ways to pay for their bill, which is expected to include an extension of Trump's tax cuts from 2017, as well as additional costly tax breaks, including ending taxes on tips. House Majority PAC intends to flip the House in the 2026 midterm elections and said it believes Medicaid cuts will be, quote, a defining issue in the campaigns. The organization said it plans to hold House Republicans accountable for, quote, abandoning constituents in the interest of America's most wealthy people and corporations. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Officials urged residents to stay off the roads in portions of Virginia and North Carolina where a storm dropped heavy snow and caused hundreds of accidents in places that aren't accustomed to significant accumulations. The storm promised to bring more misery to some places just starting to clean up from deadly weekend floods. Snow totaling up to 10 inches is possible along the Atlantic coast in Virginia. On Wall Street, the Dow by 71 points. This is SRN News. When about 5,000 Christian communicators gather in Dallas next week for the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference, among the activities they'll encounter will be an on-site blood drive sponsored by MDA, Israel's Emergency Medical Service. Allison Gardy is Director of External Relations for American Friends of MDA.
We love NRB, and we'll never forget the Christian leaders who stepped up after October 7, 2023, donating not only funds, but also ambulances to replace the ones destroyed by Hamas. As a natural extension, we felt that having a blood drive at the NRB conference for the benefit of the people of Dallas made a lot of sense.
Allison Gardy adds that Dallas area residents don't have to be registered at the NRB in order to join next week's MDA blood drive. Walk-ins are welcome to participate. This is SRN News. Markets were mixed for most of the day, but ended higher with the S&P 500 index setting yet another record. We hear more on the day's activities from correspondent Damian Troisi, reporting from New York.
Stocks edged higher in a day of mostly quiet trading on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% after setting an all-time high the day before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.1%. Tesla was one of the strongest forces lifting the market. A rally for analog devices also helped push the S&P 500 higher. They helped offset a sharp drop for Celanese after the chemical company warned of weakness in some of its markets. Toll Brothers fell after the home builder reported a weaker profit for the latest quarter than analysts expected. Treasury yields eased a bit. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.